It will be very difficult to find a more excited audience than Abuja audience. Amen. You are a great encouragement to the ministers of God, a great encouragement to the people of God, and to the leadership, not only of the church. You are a great encouragement to the leadership of our nation and the leadership of all nations that are watching us. God bless you. Tonight, we're coming again. We're in the presence of God. And God has a miracle for you. For me. Somebody there, shout it aloud. For me. You will not be disappointed in Jesus' name. Father, you're a good God, loving God, compassionate God. We love you because you first loved us. We're asking tonight, in your love, we pray you bring blessings to everyone. For those who are just coming and who are just knowing you, blessing. For those who have known you long time and they want to know more of you, more blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll feel your word in every life tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Did you hear our pastor who led the prayer for the nations? And he said, don't do anything yet, let me finish. He said, the louder your amen and the longer your amen, the faster your miracle will come to you. You are blessed. You are blessed. God bless you. You can see that we're looking at Isaiah chapter 8. We're reading from verse 18. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. It says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me. Now, that was a prophet talking. Prophet Isaiah. And he spoke, number one, as a prophet, number two, as a father of a little family. And he said, he called the whole nation, and he said, behold, I, as a father, as a parent, and the children whom the Lord had given me through his spouse. And he says, we are for signs and for wonders in Israel, as a father. And that comes to you today. Your child, your children, your sons and your daughters, with your wife, with your husband, you'll be for signs and wonders in every nation. Isaiah spoke also as a prophet. A prophet having children spiritually. As a father, natural, biological children. As a prophet, spiritual children. You might call them converts. You might call them disciples. You might call them learners. You might call them mentees, those who have been mentored. And he said, as a prophet, behold I, and the converts, and the disciples, and the followers, and the mentees that the Lord hath given me. We are for signs and for wonders in the nation. And tonight, you are for sign and wonder. For miracle. For power manifestation. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. We're reading from verse 13. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, you know this now has come to the New Testament. And this is not just talking of a local man, a local father, a local parent. This now comes up very clearly. This is the prophet. And you will find when you come to the New Testament, Matthew quotes Isaiah, Mark quotes Isaiah, Luke quotes Isaiah, John quotes Isaiah. Isaiah is the prophet of the Old Testament that many of the New Testament books quoted. And now they're quoting him not as a parent of a nucleus, local, natural family. He is being quoted as a prophet. And what I just read to you in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18. Now the prophet speaks, and he transfers that not only to the prophet, but to the prince. Now, when you read your Bible, prophet apart, prince apart, priest apart, one individual stands clearly different from all the others. The priests in the Old Testament were not prophets and princes at the same time. And those who were kings, with only one or two exceptions, those who were kings were not prophets, and they were not proclaimers at the same time. But Christ the King, Christ the prophet, Christ the priest, this is now transferred to Christ. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold I and the children which God has given me. That comes right out of Isaiah. And this is Christ, the Prince of Peace. Christ, the prophet, the final voice of the Father. The Father spoke to our fathers in the old covenant by the prophets, but now he has appointed his Son, the final prophet, to speak unto us. And this is our high priest who has gone into the heavens. Nobody qualifies like him. That he says, behold, I and the children, I and the disciples, I and the members of the body of Christ, I and the followers, I and the spiritual children that God has given me, were for signs and for wonders in every community, in every country, Everywhere you go, you'll be for sign and for wonder. Amen. Another amen.
Amen.
Tonight we're looking at steadfast believers for wonder, working continuity. All the miracles we have seen in this GCK here in Abuja is going to continue with you as you go. Now, we need to look at that word, continuity. When something continues and continues and continues, that's what I find as I look at the Bible. Look at all the miracles in Matthew. All those miracles continued in Acts. Look at all the miracles in Mark. All those miracles continued in the Acts of the Apostles. Look at the miracles in Luke. All those miracles. Blind eyes opening, go tell John. The lame are walking. The blind see. Lepers are cleansed. And the dead are raised. That is what message Jesus sent to John when he said, are you the one we're waiting for? Or do we expect another? He said, all these things are happening. And as you cross over to the Acts of the Apostles, all those miracles continued. You look at John, and you look at the great, great miracles that were performed by Christ in the Gospel according to St. John. You're going to discover something when you come to the Acts of the Apostles. All those miracles continued. In fact, Acts chapter 1 begins by saying what Jesus began to teach and to do. He only began, and everything continued and continued. And as you look at the Word of God, you see the Acts of the Apostles, actually the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Everything you find there as you step just one foot in the epistle to the Romans, you're going to discover all that you'll find in the Acts. Everything continued in Romans. Come to 1 Corinthians. Everything continued. And when you come to Revelation, miracle upon miracle, the point is this. There's always continuity in what God does. And you are the one to take all the miracles. Number one, miracle in your soul. Miracle in your spirit. Miracle in your body. Miracle in your family. And then you carry that miracle, spread that miracle. There's a miracle in your mouth. Speak it out. There's a miracle in your hand. Lay that hand upon the sick. They will recover in Jesus' name. Steadfast believers for wonder, walking continuity. Look at three things very quickly. Number one, daily wonders in truly converted believers in Christ. Daily wonder. Every day you will see the wonder of God. Amen. Now, you know, one of the miracles that come out of your mouth is the word amen. You know, when Matthew finished reporting the miracles and everything that Jesus did, you find the last word in Matthew, amen. And then Mark comes up, and Mark also began to tell the story, signs and wonders. And the last word in Mark, amen. And Luke comes up and he tells the story. And the last word you find in Luke, tell me, amen. And When you read John, the last word you come to there, tell me. Surprisingly, when you come to Acts, that's the next book, and you read the last verse there, Acts 28:31, and you look at the end, there is no amen. Why? Because it's continuous in Romans, continuous in 1 Corinthians, because the final amen will not be said until your miracle gets to you. And so we have the continuity every day, and it starts today in your life. Miracle, amen. Salvation, amen. Healing, amen. Deliverance, amen. Your broken life will come together. Your broken bone will come together. Daily wonders in the truly converted believers in Christ. Look at that in Psalm. Okay, number two, thank you, God bless you. Number two is desirable wonders of truly consecrated brethren in Christ. Number three is the dynamic workings while continuing to believe in Christ. Dynamite will come to your life. You know, dynamite, if you understand the language of those engineers, when a dynamite is planted somewhere, they want to blow up the rock, the mountain that has been standing before you, and the dynamite of the Holy Ghost will blow up every mountain in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your church, in our country, in Jesus' name. Number one is the daily wonders in truly converted believers in Christ. We're looking at Psalm 68, verse 19. Can I tell you ahead of time? Everything I read for you today is for you to experience. You must note it, and you must write it down, underline it in your Bible. And every day, you go back to that, you say, I need my daily miracle. The daily wonder, the daily power of the Lord upon my life. Every day, somebody shout, every day. The goodness of God, the grace of God, the miracle, wonder, working power of God will never stop in your life. In Psalm 68, verse 19, look at this, look at that for you. Blessed be the Lord who daily. Tell me how often miracle will be in your life. Amen. How many times, how often wonders will be in your life. Amen. No wonder missing any day of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as you go back home, and maybe you see something, you say, why this? Now, a test has come. And that test that comes, why the test is so that there will be testimony. Because there's no testimony without a test. Before you can write testimony, you have to first of all write test. Why has that test come? Why is the trial there? Why is the challenge there? Why is the difficulty there? Because a testimony is coming very, very near. Every test in your life will produce a testimony in Jesus' name. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I need another amen there. Actually, it's not that I need. You need an amen there. The God of our salvation. That is the first step. You turn away from sin. You repent of all those nasty things you have been doing. You turn away from all those hidden, secret, evil, depraved, defiling things you have been doing. You say, long time I've been without the Savior. Long time I have been without salvation. And the foundation of daily wonder, the foundation of daily miracle, the foundation of daily supernatural acts in my life is salvation. So I turn away from sin. I turn away from self. I turn away from dark, secret, evil character. And I turn to the Savior. And you remember, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Immediately, salvation comes to you. Building on that salvation, because now God is the God of your salvation. Every day, He'll be loading you with blessings. Blessings every day. Amen. Turn to the right, blessing. Amen. To the left, blessing. Amen. You're moving forward, blessing. Amen. Look, I see you in your office, marketplace, blessing. Amen. On the road, blessing. Amen. Everywhere you go, as you have the foundation of salvation. After God becomes the God of your salvation. Blessing, blessing every day, all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Amen. I accept that. I believe that. I confess that. Look at number two. Number two, we're looking at desirable wonders of truly consecrated brethren in Christ. Desirable wonders. There are kinds of wonders that we desire. There are some we don't desire. You, for example, now, you might not desire a personal airplane. That's not your desire. Why? Where are you traveling to that you need a personal aeroplane? Maybe that's not your desire. And you have to employ a pilot. And then you have to employ all the crew and everything. So you say, that's too much. I'll take a commercial plane if I want to travel. So that's not your desire. But you have desire. Legitimate. Wonderful. Necessary, important, indispensable. Every good desire of your life, you will have as a wonder. Yeah. The Lord will give you all those desirable wonders in Jesus' name. Yeah. If a student desires success, you're right. He'll give it to you. Yeah. Everyone needs and deserves peace of mind. There'll be peace in your mind. Yeah. Peace in your way. Yeah. Peace with your friends. Yeah. Even those who don't like you too much. Not that they don't like you. They don't like you too much. Maybe they like you just a little. You'll have peace with them in Jesus' name. The people who try to compete with you, you're not competing with them, but they decide they want to compete with you. All the same, you'll have peace with them. We desire peace in our heart. God will flood your life, your personality with the peace of God in Jesus' name. Amen. We desire purity. I want to be purer than I have been in the past. That's legitimate. The Lord will make you as pure as you want to be. Amen. Amen. We desire power. I don't want anything to overpower me. Everything that comes against your life, you overpower them in Jesus' name. Amen. We want a level of provision. It's not that you don't want to have all the money in all the banks in the world. No, we don't need that. You don't want that. But you want enough that will take care of you, take care of your family, and take care of all the legitimate needs of your life. The Lord will give you abundant provision in Jesus' name. Any desirable wonder. And that's why we pray. And that's what we pray for. And tonight, as you open your mouth and you say, Lord, I know you are there for me and I am here for you. Lord, I open my mouth. This is my desirable wonder. Heaven will open for you. Everything will come down. For me. For me. The joy you have now in the presence of God, that joy will continue. Yeah. We're looking at Hebrews chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 4. Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 4. God also, bearing them witness, both were signs and wonders. God bearing them witness. What kind of witness? Is to say, I am with you. Is to say, I will never leave you. And the proof of that, he bore witness to the fact of his presence by signs and wonders in your life. He'll bear witness to you that he is still with you. Anywhere, everywhere, as you go, the Lord will bear witness. He is with you with signs and wonders in Jesus' name. And then it says, and with divers, that means different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. According to his own will. I pray this will be the desirable wonder in your life in Jesus' name. You have been in the presence of God all this while, and you have been hearing the word of God, and you have surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The salvation of God has come to you from the God of your salvation. The next thing now is that every day, the good things you desire will be yours. They are mine. They are mine. I said they are mine. They are yours in Jesus' name. And let's go to verse 13 again. And then join that with that verse 4. And again, I will put my trust in him. You see that? Every day, I will put my trust in him. When I pray, I put my trust in him. When I'm asking for something I cannot do for myself, he is the only one that can do that for me. I put my trust in him. Anytime I claim the promise of God, I'm not trusting myself to fulfill the promise of God. I'm not God, but he, God, that gave me the promise, I will put my trust in him. And the miracle, the wonder that you desire will come to you that time in Jesus' name. Look at the next thing there. It says, and again, That means when you've got one level of wonders, don't stop there. And again, and again, again, and again, wonders will multiply in your life. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me were for signs and for wonders, when you refer back to verse 4, that he bears witness that he is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He won't forsake you and leave you in the hands of Satan to just do whatever Satan wants to do with your life. No, never. He will not forsake you and leave you in the hands of demons and enemies, and to deal with you, to sift your life, to squeeze your life, like they pluck the flower out and then they squeeze the flower. No, your flower will continue to shine and bloom, and nobody will pull you off from the hand of the Father. I and my Father are one, and no man is able to pluck you, the believer, out of my Father's hand. Another amen. You are steadfastly continuing in the Lord, and the signs and wonders that are desirable, they are for you in Jesus' name. We come to number three now. Number three, the dynamic workings while continuing to believe in Christ. Continuing to believe in Christ. At the point of salvation, I believe. And from that moment on, I keep on believing and believing and believing. And because believing does not stop in your life, so blessing will not stop in your life. You keep on believing, then you'll be blessed and blessed and blessed in a dynamic way. You see, the blessing of God is not static. There are things that are static. They just stay there. They are dormant, almost like they are dead, almost like there is nothing to look for again, because it is not renewed every day. But kinetics, but dynamics, the dynamic workings of God in your life as you continue to believe in Christ. In the worst of times, the best will happen to you. In the most difficult of situations, a dynamic power of God will keep on working in your life. When it appears, people are wondering, can any good thing happen again? Any good thing happening again? The Lord will say, come and see. And he'll point them to your life, because whatever is happening out there, good things will be happening to you. Wonderful things will be happening to you as you keep on believing and believing and believing. Those are the people, they don't say, now crusade is over, so prayer is over. No, prayer started at the crusade like never before. After the crusade, prayer, prayer, prayer goes on. Believing, trusting the Lord, coming to the Lord started at the time of the crusade, and still believing and trusting and leaning on him continues after even the crusade. That's why the dynamite of the Holy Ghost will continue to work in your life, and the dynamic workings of God will continue while you keep on believing in Jesus' name. Look at Daniel chapter 11. In Daniel chapter 11, I'm reading from verse 32. It says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. It's talking about the worst of times, the most difficult of times. It's talking about when eventually the Antichrist, at the time of the great tribulation that had never been on earth, will be on earth. The worst of times, the worst of situations, that the wicked one and those who do wickedly shall be corrupted against the covenant. But at such a time, in a time of darkness, there'll be light in your house, light in your family, revelation in your spirit. At the times when this is collapsing, that one is collapsing, you'll be standing tall. Where are you? You'll be standing tall in Jesus' name. You'll be standing out in Jesus' name. You'll be standing firm in Jesus' name. Look at the second part. It says, at that time, in the worst of times, but the people that do need know their God shall be strong. The Bible is talking about you. God knows you and you are the man. God knows you and you are the woman. When everyone is weak, you'll be strong. When anyone, everyone around is fainting and they're weary, you will be strong. And when it appears, they say, everyone is devastated. No, not everyone. If they look at you, the believer, they'll see that you are strong. Am I talking the truth about you? Are you going to be strong? Are you going to stand out? Are you going to stand fast? Are you going to stand firm? You will not say, everybody is crying, I cry. No, you are different. Everybody is weak, I am weak. No, you are different. Everybody is down, I am down. No, you are different. You'll be different from today until you see the Lord face to face in Jesus' name. But, the people that do know their God, what does that mean? Know their God. They know God as their Savior. Look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and be ye saved, saith the Lord. These are the people that know the salvation of the Lord. Their sins are forgiven. Their conscience has been cleansed, and the Lord has set them free from the chains and the yoke of their sin. They know God as Savior. And tonight, I'm going to give you a chance on this beautiful Sunday night. You will know God as Savior. And then the people that do know their God, they know their God as the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of all mine enemies. At the worst of times, in the presence of my enemies, he anoints my head with oil. Tell me, my cup, your cup, your family's cup, Your neighbor's cup,
my cup runneth over.
Surely, when nobody is sure of their lives, surely, when nobody is sure what tomorrow will bring, surely, goodness and mercy will follow who?
Me.
Will follow you. Wonderful. Wonderful. I wish I could come nearer you, not only tonight, but you know, just come nearer you and be by your side and see the goodness of the Lord flowing in your life. And see that you are the person I was preaching about. God knows you, that surely goodness and mercy will follow you. How many days? Say that again. Do you truly believe that? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The people that do know their God, they know their God as Savior. They know their God as shepherd. They know their God as the supplier of all their needs. From today, God is your supplier.
Amen.
And above what we ask, above what we think, above the level of our prayer, God will answer your prayer and go beyond your prayer. God bless you abundantly, exceedingly, above what you ask or think, by the power that dwelleth inside you. Because God is your supplier. The people that do know their God, a Savior, a shepherd, a supplier, they will be strong. I can even tell from your voice. You know, sometimes you call somebody on the phone and he's talking, although you are not putting it on video, you are not seeing, just hearing his voice, you can tell the man, the woman on the other side of the phone is well, hale and hearty. And I can tell from your voice, you are strong.
Yeah.
I can tell from your voice that your vision is bright. I can tell your future is great in Jesus' name. Because the people that do know their God, a Savior, a shepherd, a supplier, shall be strong and look at this one, and do exploits. And do exploits. And do exploits. Amen in your life. Amen at the present time. Amen in your future. And amen perpetually. Things are different now. In the worst of times, you'll have the best of the blessings of God. And the Lord who has brought you this far, and he brings you to know the God of your salvation, the God of your security, your shepherd, and the God of your supply, he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Every prayer you pray from tonight, he will answer. He will save the repentant sinner. Amen. He will heal every sick person. And the glory of the Lord will shine upon your life. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed on this beautiful Sunday night. You want the forgiveness of the Lord. condemnation completely taken away. And God, the God of creation, becomes the God of redemption, the God of salvation in your life. And you want to be so very sure that you know Him as your Savior, as your Lord, that Jesus who died on the cross for you has this personal relationship with you. You raise up your hand. Thank you. Your hand is already up. Wonderful. Daily wonders will follow this decision. Desirable wonders will follow this decision. Dynamic workings of God will follow this decision. Raise up that hand. As you are raising up your hand, please stand up, stand out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You stand up now, you stand out. Sin will not follow you home. Sin will not remain in your life. You are opening your heart now. You want to know God as the God of your salvation. Personally, want to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, to be the fountain, the foundation, the beginning, the source of daily, daily, daily wonders in your life. Keep on standing. As you stand, tell the Lord right there, I come out of sin. I come to Christ, my Savior. I believe, I trust, He forgives me now. Thank you, Lord. I confess with my mouth, my sins are forgiven. My soul is saved. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth, my name is written in the book of life. I am now a child of God. And behold, I and the children whom God has given me are for signs and wonders. I'm praying for you now, Father. The mighty name of Jesus, everyone that has handed his life, a life unto you, forgive them now in Jesus' name. Grant them your salvation. Be the God of their salvation now in Jesus' name. Let the peace of God, no condemnation again. The peace of God, no fear of coming judgment anymore. Let the peace of God settle in their hearts right now. Thank you, Lord. It is done. You have received them, and they have received your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another amen. Amen. FCT amen. Amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors will come to you there and take the details on paper. I'll come back and miracle healing, deliverance will happen in your life tonight. That will be the initial miracle. Then it will continue in your life even from today in Jesus' name.
We bless the name of the Lord for you escaping from the kingdom of the devil and for coming to the kingdom of God, for you leaving the camp of the evil one and coming to the side of the Lord. Please remain there and allow the counselors to meet with you. Register your name appropriately and make sure you give them all that is necessary for them to have, so that we can have your full name, your phone number, your house address or office address. You can also give your SMS or WhatsApp. Give them to this number. +234 91 54 44 92 63. I will still come back to that. But wherever you are, if the counselors are not around you, raise up your hand and tell them you are there. Tell them you want to be registered. Register yourself with the people of God. Register yourself with those who have escaped from the kingdom of the devil. Register yourself with those who are going to heaven. Where are you? Please stand up. Identify yourself with the people of God, with the heavenly citizens. I won't remain with the devil anymore. I won't remain with Satan anymore. I won't remain with the world anymore. I won't remain in sin and wickedness anymore. I won't remain in the world any longer. The Lord wants to do something great after now in your life continuously. Do you want to have daily wonders? Desirable wonders? Do you want to have dynamic wonders? Working wonders? Please, don't remain on your seat when the Lord has spoken to you, when the Lord has called you. Rise up on your feet. Get yourself registered. Please, do that. Remember, you are giving your name, full name, in capital letter. Write that in the form given to you, small paper given to you. Full name, phone number, your location address. And you can also reach us through SMS or WhatsApp to 2 +234 91 54 44 92 63. Your name will not be missing in heaven in Jesus' name. Your register will not be missing in heaven in Jesus' name. Therefore, put it down properly. Put it down convincingly. Put it down with the assurance that you are leaving the devil for the Lord forever and for the rest of your lives. And for those who are watching online, and you gave your life to Christ this evening, after the pastor's message, there's a link below your set there, below your player there. Please visit the link and fill out the form so we can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. Whether you are listening on radio, listening on television, you are just giving your life to Christ, please register yourself. The Lord is waiting for you. Since you have identified to be with the Lord, put your name down. And for all who have given their lives to the Lord, since this program started, there will be a special banquet for all of them by the grace of God on the 12th of July. Please, don't forget, this is very important. Amen. Listen to this. Tomorrow is the grand finale of this program. Don't miss out tomorrow. Be part of us tomorrow. Come along with us tomorrow. Because the Lord will do you good. Some good have been left for you for the last day. Come and take them tomorrow. Inform your friends. Inform your acquaintances, family members, co-workers. Please, bring your neighbors along tomorrow. Tomorrow is a great day. Your friends, tell them to come along. The supposed enemies, call them along to come with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is a wonderful day. The grand finale. The end will come to your sorrow. The end will come to your sin. The end will come to your unrighteousness. The end will come to your wickedness. And tomorrow, as you come, every form of evil that has been pursuing you, you will see them no more. I said you will see them no more. Defile everything that will want to hinder you tomorrow. Any hindrance, hinder them. Any opposition, refuse. Come tomorrow, the final day, and come and receive what the Lord has deposited in the man of God to give you. Amen. If you have filled the form, fully on my right hand to your left, can you raise up your hand? You are finished. Those who are in charge, you are finished on the right hand side. Can you raise up your flag? Not yet. In the middle. Oh, thank you. On the left. Thank you. Oh, thank you on the right. We thank God for what the Lord has done. The Lord has shown himself mighty among us tonight. The man of God is coming with power, with authority, with definite declaration for your deliverance, for your healing, for your being set free. Tonight is your night. Amen. Receive the man of God, and every declaration will mean miracle tonight.
Amen. Tonight is my night. Miracle for me. Wonders for me. Healing for me. What starts today will continue perpetually in your life. Up, down, down, up, no. Up. 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 Lying down, cannot rise up, cannot walk, cannot see, cannot do anything, cancelled in Jesus' name. From today, daily wonders will follow. Desirable wonders will follow. Dynamic workings of God in the worst of time. You, the Lord will single you out. You'll have the best of blessings. Let's start today. Sickness has to go today. Pain has to go today. Disease has to leave today. Are you there? Are you getting your own now? Are we going to allow others to have and then you don't have? You must have. Where are you? You raise up one hand, then you lay the other hand where there seems to be a problem. Now, why do I tell you to lay the hand there? Because if I were with you, I would lay my hands on you. But I cannot be with 1,000, 10,000, and 100,000 at the same time. That's why I say, let your hand be like my hand. Let the anointing in my hand be the anointing in your hand. Let the name of Jesus that works as I lay hands on you, let that name work through your own anointed hand there in Jesus' name. You receive. I said you in particular, you receive. And if you have any loved one that has a challenge, you can also lay your hand on yourself on their behalf and get the miracle by proxy on their behalf. You get it, they get it, they get it, you get it. And after the prayer, you call them on the phone and they'll tell you something good has happened to them. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand on yourself. A miracle is coming your way. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you because you are such a loving God. We trust you because you are such a trustworthy God. We have faith in you because you are such a faithful God. We are asking, Lord, fulfill the promise of healing upon everyone now in Jesus' name. Every work of the devil, destroy out of their body. Every work of the enemy, destroy out of their belly. Every work of demons, destroy out of their brain. Lord, I pray deliverance comes to everyone. My brother is on you now. My daughter is on you now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, you are healed in Jesus' name. Issue of blood flowing and flowing and flowing, come to your end right now. Let the flowing excessive blood dry up right now in Jesus' name. Swelling of hernia, the Lord is touching you right now. That hernia, come out in Jesus' name. Big legs, liquid in that leg, water in that leg, whatever, dry up, come to normal in Jesus' name. Pile, you're healed in Jesus' name. the swollen tummy, the Lord touch that swelling right now.
Amen.
Come down.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be relieved.
Amen.
Receive that healing right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any swelling in any part of your body, Lord, I pray, touch them now. Remove the swelling. As hard as stone, remove it. Like an extra flesh, remove it. Like water head, remove it. Heal them in Jesus' name. I pray for the internal wound, like you're bleeding on the inside, although it's not coming out. Lord, I pray that internal injury, heal them now in Jesus' name. It's like they put a sharp object there, they forgot a sharp object there. Lord, remove that sharp object inside the body without hurting them further in Jesus' name. Blind eyes, cataract, be removed. Glaucoma, be removed. Dim sight, become bright in Jesus' name. You couldn't see clear, plain, far before. As you open your eyes now, by faith, begin to see clearly. Deaf and dumb, the Lord touch you right now. Open your ears. Open your mouth. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And those on crutches, the crutches, they are not normal, they are not natural, they are not bone and flesh, they are just wood. The Lord sets you free.
Amen.
From the crutches in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sitting on the wheelchair and doesn't have the strength, the energy to rise up and walk, the power through the name of Jesus come upon you right now. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. One leg is shorter than the other. The power of God come upon you. That short leg, I command you, grow out. Grow out until you become equal with the other. And the knee, the ankle, the joints that are not working, can't bend, can't stand, can't walk, can't leap, can't run, I send forth the power of the Lord upon you. Every part of your joints receives strength right now.
Amen.
Everywhere now, power.
Amen.
Every now, everywhere now, healing.
Amen.
Health.
Amen.
Deliverance.
Amen.
Wonders. Wonders.
Amen.
Wonders.
Amen.
Upon everyone.
Amen.
To the right, to the left, to the back, to the front, online, everywhere, receive the wonders of the Lord in Jesus' name. Believer, this is for you. The signs and the wonders will now follow you. Behold, I and the children and the converts and the followers and the disciples whom the Lord has given me, we are all for signs and wonders in this land.
Amen.
From today, your life be a wonder.
Amen.
To your neighbor, a wonder.
Amen.
To those who knew you before sick, now you are well.
Amen.
You are a wonder from now on.
Amen.
Receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.